the Christ hymn from Philippians and Luke. For Paul, the statement, "You should be like Jesus," is not if, but because. And Paul would say, given the fact that these things are true, you should be like Jesus. What does it look like for a community that belongs to the same God? Of one mind is not to say we are conforming to each other, but that we look at each other's interests with open minds when caring for each other is more important than getting our way. We do not give up what we believe in Jesus' resurrection when we help, care for, and love those who think differently. Jesus died for all people, even those who were involved in killing him. Jesus forgave them, for they know not what they do, but Jesus did not change what he believed he had to do. Empty yourself so others are included without the fear of losing yourself. Because Jesus became like us, he emptied himself to give up his life and die like a slave on a cross. Only because he could empty himself fully can we see the love he has for us, and then we can, by his example, begin to empty ourselves for others. Jesus did not conform, but was able to see others for whom and what they are. We are instructed by Paul to work out our own salvation with trembling and fear. God is working in us that which works for God's glory. By opening ourselves to become one mind with God and with each other, we give the glory to God, who becomes human in an effort to show us how to become like God. All people may be saved by Christ on the cross. Whether we know it or not, or if we see Jesus as our Savior or not, is up to the Holy Spirit. It is in our actions that we show our neighbor the mind of God in us, and they will know God by our love of all people. By putting others first, we show the unity of Christ. To have the mind of Jesus is not to conform to others, but also not to exclude anyone either. Susan Eastman, associate professor of the Duke Divinity School, comments, "Finally, the drama of salvation enacted by Christ and embedded in exhortations to act in ways that mirror Christ's humiliation, service, and obedience is the kind of street theater that involves the audience in the action. This is not a television show or a movie. It is not virtual reality. It is God's action in the flesh, invading our worlds, catching us up in the saving work of God, making us all participants, actors in the drama, no longer mere spectators. We are part of the spectacle of God," end comments. Paul's joy comes from them being in Christ's mind of one-mindedness. How do we empty ourselves to be like Jesus and see others as equals in the resurrection? From verse 3 of our reading, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves." This is how we complete the joy of God, by being of one mind in God and one another. Jesus is the open gate that reaches God. Amen. Let us pray. God of love, with praise we celebrate Jesus, who humbled himself so that every knee should bend and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.